Mexico has all but severed diplomatic ties with Cuba. Over the weekend, Cuban President Fidel Castro criticized Mexico strongly. Castro accused Mexico of being a stooge of the U.S. after Mexico voted to condemn Cuba's human rights record at an annual U.N. meeting in Geneva. Cuba-Mexico relations are at their lowest since conservative businessman Vicente Fox became Mexico's president in 2000. But the two countries began drifting apart earlier. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
Since Fidel Castro's harsh words on Saturday, the Mexican government had promised what it said would be an appropriate response. Sunday evening, Mexico's foreign minister, Luis Ernesto Derbez, gave it during a hastily called press conference.
El presidente de la República ha decidido...
The president of Mexico has decided to pull our ambassador out of Havana and to ask Cuba to call home its ambassador from Mexico immediately, he said. We want to be clear, he added. Mexico will not tolerate under any circumstances any other government attempting to interfere in our domestic or international policies. Derbez was referring to a damning speech delivered by Cuba's president in Havana on May 1st before a crowd of hundreds of thousands of people. Castro accused Mexican President Vicente Fox of bowing to U.S. interests by supporting a U.N. resolution in April, reprimanding Cuba for failing to guarantee basic human rights.
Duele profundamente que tanto prestigio...
It is profoundly painful to see that all the prestige and influence that Mexico has earned in Latin America and the world for its unwavering policies, won through its own revolution, have been reduced to ashes, Castro said. Castro and Mexican President Vicente Fox have been at odds since Fox took office in 2000. Fox has steered Mexico closer to the United States, pushing hard for immigration reforms and more integrated economies. In 2002, Castro humiliated Fox by secretly recording a phone conversation between the two leaders. In it, Fox tries to persuade Castro not to attend a summit in Mexico to which U.S. President George Bush was coming. Fox denied trying to pressure the Cuban leader into staying home until Castro slipped the tape to the press. At yesterday's press conference in Mexico City, Interior Minister Santiago Creel also announced that Mexico would expel two Cuban officials for carrying out activities incompatible with their status, language generally considered diplomatic code for spying. One of the Cubans, Orlando Silva, was declared persona non grata and left the country last night.
Fidel, amigo, Mexico está contigo.
Sending him off in the rain and chilly wind outside the Cuban embassy here were some 300 Mexicans chanting, Fidel, our friend, Mexico is with you. One woman in a neck brace with a white poodle under her arm lashed out at President Fox. Veterinarian Alina Galan said Cuba has its problems, but said she considers the Caribbean nation more developed than Mexico and therefore worthy of its respect.
Entonces, las personas que estamos aquí, creo que estamos muy...
Those of us here are very upset with Fox's attitude, she says. It's embarrassing to have a leader who hasn't led with intelligence and dignity. We suggest that the Mexican Congress analyze and oblige Fox to reconsider and rectify his decision. Mexico isn't the only country feuding with Castro. Castro also criticized Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on Saturday for embracing neoliberalism. Peru promptly recalled its ambassador as well. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.